Hey, everybody. Lady Luck here. And we're celebrating America's 250th birthday. Now, all summer long, I'm going to be celebrating by playing on FinQuest.com, which is an American-owned social casino. It obviously features over 1,000 slot games and live blackjack, live craps, live bubble craps. Head on over to SpinQuest.com. Get yourself a $30 coin pack for just $10.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Saving money on your next project now at Menards. Menards is the leading supplier of quality roof and floor trusses. Choose from our large selection of residential and post-frame trusses or design custom trusses specifically for your project. Get started on your building project today, in-store or on Menards.com. Plus, view our weekly flyer for all the great deals happening now. Save big money at
Menards. SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Top decisions has begun. I am Gabriel Renz in the Monte Grid, Sirius XM Channel 159, Sports Grid Radio and Television Networks. Let's do this thing. Countdown, a puck drop is on. Stanley Cup Finals resume this evening. A must-win situation for the Florida Panthers tonight. They say a series doesn't begin until a team loses on their home court, home field, or home ice. And the Florida Panthers playing their first game on home ice tonight. We're breaking it down. We're also breaking down the Canadian Open. It continues as we speak. We'll hit the Major League Baseball card, and countdown to kickoff is on. Our balls are bigger. The CFL is back. Let's rock. BC Lions at the Calgary Stampeders, 9 o'clock Eastern tonight. We've got a lot of picks for this game. We're locked and loaded. We're ready to go. Looking forward to another football league in the rotation to add to the XFL. USFL, we've been drilling it, and now the CFL is back. Cam, how you doing tonight?
Yeah, and radically Canadian too, Morenci. Our balls are bigger, radically Canadian. Love those campaigns. No, I'm excited too for the CFL tonight. It's great. We got Joe Madden on the show. She's Calgary. You're BC, already ready to rock in this game. Canadian Open started off pretty good, Morenci. Guys, we talked about on your radio show last night, you said Corey Connors could be dangerous in a tournament like this, and he's a co-leader right now at 5-under in this tournament. Very packed up leaderboard, but a great start for Corey Connors leading after the first round.
I have Corey Connors. I picked three golfers to win this tournament. I got Corey Connors. I've got Justin Rose, and I tailed your Shane Lowry. I don't see Lowry. I see this dude Lower. Lower. No. Who's this guy? It's not. Let's not.
Oh yeah.
Lowry.
Justin Lower. Lower.
Yeah, yeah. Lower. It's a good name if you're a golfer. Lower score. I like it. It's a good name actually.
Better than.
I look
Shen.
Up. I'm like Lowry. No, Lower. Oh, yeah. That's not Lowry. But no, I've got Corey Connors and I've got Justin Rose. But I legitimately believe it. I said yesterday. I really legitimately believe this is an opportunity for Corey Connors. It won't silence the doubters and the critics, but it kind of will a little bit to win his National Open Championship like this after falling short. A lot of real estate left, but I cannot believe after how much time we talked about this Canadian Open that I didn't get my bets in on time. Now, I'm in on the tournament, but, you know, I'm a busy man, 24-7, money never sleeps. We were up watching the Mixed Doubles Tennis Championship last night. Uh-huh. I had big money on it. I'm watching the French Open, and I sort of like, oh, I better get my golf bets in here. But it was like 4 in the morning. Except 4 in the morning here is like 7 in the morning, and somebody had already teed off. Like one or two dudes had just teed off. So all of the top 20 stuffs were gone. All of the odds boosts were gone. The odds were the same, though, like the tournament just started. So I was like, well, there goes all the props, but give me Corey Connors, and I would have taken him to be first-round leader, although it seems like there's like 5 first-round leaders right now. The money would have been
It's still pretty good, though. It depends on what you get. That's the thing. They'll chop it up, but yeah, there's 4 guys right now that are 5. So yeah, it's still a great start, though, but you know, Morenci, I had two leaders on Saturday. I had, like, literally a superfecta of the first four guys, and none of them won. So it's tough, man. The whole going wire to wire in a golf tournament is almost impossible, but you're right. And I think it would shut up the doubters. This is a big tournament. Canadians haven't won in decades.
Centuries. Shout out to all of our AM radio affiliates. I am Gabe Morenci. Kicking it with the Rage of Redhead, Cam Stewart. The RBC Canadian Open continues as we speak right now. Aaron Rye, 5-under. Justin Lower, 5-under. Corey Connors, 5-under. Chesson Hadley is also 5-under. We got Johnny Bird at 4-under. Bryce Garnett, Matt Fitzpatrick. There's some surprising names and not-so-surprising names. Yep. A Canadian has not won the Canadian Open, ironically enough, since 1954, although there hasn't really been a long list of a long history of Canadian PGA golfers, really.
True.
Yeah, I mean, in the past, right? Like Mike Weir.
Mike Weir should have won this tournament, though, a few times. He was in contention many times in this tournament and couldn't shut the door. But you're right.
Find
like
it interesting.
Back in
you
the day.
You can win the Masters, but not. You can win at Augusta, but not at Glen Abbey.
Yeah.
That's the whole thing, Cam. Like, all these dudes have to have played this course a million times. You know what I'm saying? Yep. Like, growing up, like, amateur this, youth tournament that. Mm-hmm. But nevertheless, it's hard. Listen, man, it's hard to win a golf tournament, right?
Sure.
Everybody's
is.
Good. There's 140 guys playing. I mean, there's a lot of things that go wrong. You need a lot of things to go wrong. You need a lot of things to go right, but. Aaron Rye is in. Aaron Rye had a nice start to this tournament as well. Getting you the updated numbers right now, and it is a cool course. Actually, they've done a nice job with the layout. Corey Connors is now favored, 6-1. I got him at 22-1.
I prefer 22. 6-1. I got to be honest with you. Let's call it out for what it is. I know
650 is not enough.
No, not even close.
What's going on, everyone? It's Bluff here, and you know what's more American than America's 250th birthday? Supporting American-owned companies like SpinQuest, America's number one social casino with over 1,000 games like Live Dealer Blackjack and Craps. They're offering new users a $30 coin package for just $10. Go to SpinQuest.com and sign up today.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Saving money on your next project? Now at Menards. Menards is the leading supplier of quality roof and floor trusses. Choose from our large selection of residential and post-frame trusses, or design custom trusses specifically for your project. Get started on your building project today, in-store or on Menards.com. Plus, view our weekly flyer for all the great deals happening now. Save big money at Menards.
The Sherwin-Williams Summer Sale is here. Get 30% off select paints and stains, or 35% off our newest product, Emerald Symmetry, July 17th through the 27th. Whether you're refreshing your interior or exterior, we've got the colors to bring your vision to life. And with delivery, getting everything to your door is easier than ever. Shop online to have it delivered or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details. Delivery available on qualifying orders.
Close, like you got at least like saw like I was thinking 10 because there's five guys tied for the lead. Another Canadian, Pendris, 3-under. Gabe, I have Brendan, the Todd father, he's 4-under. Like, there's a million guys within two shots of the lead, so you're gonna have to do better than 6-1. But I get it. A lot of Canadians maybe want to click just to back up Connors, but you got a good price right out the good hand.
Rory right now, Rory is actually plus 900 only.
Yeah,
and for the record. For the record, Rory is he's the most popular player with the fans right now at that tournament today.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Game Time Decisions continues. I am Gabriel Morenci. Let's do this thing. We've got our eye on everything. Including Italia and Korea. Unfortunately, medals Matt Israelis fell short today against Uruguay, but hell of a run for Israel, Matt. Hell of a run for Israel. Making it to the semifinals of the Under-20 World Cup. So Uruguay are going to the finals of the Under-20 World Cup. And Italy and South Korea are playing right now. And I don't believe Cam has any action on this game, but if you did, you probably would have done what I did. I took South Korea plus a goal and a half, thinking that these guys can hang with the Italians. And it's 1-1.
You know me, Gabe.
I'm like, I
take the South Koreans.
I was like, you know, Italy's going to win. I'm like, man, but I was like, it could be tied after 90. I'm like, man, these South Korean kids can run, man. Like, they're disciplined. They run. They stay in their spots. They're in great shape. Italy's got, like, one or two little future superstars on their team here, but this is great stuff. Like, you know, people don't watch this stuff. It's like, all right, don't come at me in the World Cup and talk all your smack, because these are all the players that are going to be in the next World Cup. But it's like not watching college football. But then, like, you know what I mean? I want to see where these players come from. Let's bring in a soccer hater right now. George Kurt steps up and then guy hates soccer. Says, I'll never be big in America. What's going on, Kurtz? How you doing? Thanks
for Kurtz.
I wouldn't say I'm a soccer hater. I don't watch the game. It is too slow. I do watch the World Cup a little bit, but only if it's there's nothing else.
So let me ask you.
I don't hate any game, but I'm not watching it. How about that?
A major soccer player signed a massive deal yesterday. What player with what team?
Oh, he'll get this.
Can I get half credit? Because I know the player. And I could cheat, by the way, because I posted this in our breaking news section.
Oh,
so I could cheat
looking
it up. Okay. And I know it's
You knew it was Messi.
I knew it was Messi.
The team?
I know it's not a team that sticks out in the mind, so I don't know. I remember seeing it, but
think about hot, George. Hot. Like, you know, like.
They're playing tonight in the NHL.
Yes.
Oh, yes. I guess it's Florida.
Yeah,
Inter Miami. Put some respect Inter on
Miami.
That. Inter Miami.
Inter Miami.
How many times have I mocked Inter Miami?
Outer Miami
no
too?
More. No, it's Inter.
Inter Miami.
Yeah. Seriously, what does that mean? What is that? It's not.
It's, well, there's a team called Inter Milan, George. So they basically take the European.
It's like a
name
version of like
North
a club
America.
Name. Yeah. It's like a club name. It's Inter. Yeah. It's the name of our club.
Inter.
Sorry. No, but if that, you could give me 30 guesses, I would have.
It's like soccer club, Inter, Real.
Real.
The New York Giants football club. Okay, there's no New York Giants baseball anymore. Can we just call it the New York Giants? As a whole football.
Do you ever use that line ever still? The New York Giants football team.
No, because we may be older, but there's been no New York Giants baseball team when I was alive. Right, they've been out in California since what, the 60s, the 50s. So no, I've not.
They left with the Dodgers.
Yeah.
All right. So there's
they left at
there's
like
no
the
point
same time
using that line anymore. There's no two. There's not two New York Giants. Only one New York Giants. I don't need to say football club.
It's fair enough. That is fair. I will say this though, George. This might blow your mind, George. Inter Miami. This is amazing, Cam. As of today, it took 24 hours. So this whole one day, and within one day, Inter Miami have more Instagram followers than any team in Major League Baseball, NHL, or the NFL.
Wow. That's wild.
Isn't that insane?
With just a signing. No games played. Wow, that's wild, man. No, that is insane.
Unless you know how good Messi is. Nuts. How much money is he getting paid?
It's hard to quantify in the dollars. He's so big, George. Put it this way, George. He turned down a 3-year offer to play in the Saudi Arabian League. Three years, George? $1.6 billion for 3 years.
Yeah. Billion. Yeah. He's getting chunks of the company, George.
Like, they're like only paying him $27 million to play, so obviously he's not doing this for $27 million. He gets a cut, like MLS signed a deal with Apple TV. It's an exclusive deal. Like, it's exclusive. Apple, like anything you see on TV, like Apple is throwing the bone. Like, Apple runs MLS now. Any new purchase of MLS on Apple, he gets a cut of. Any new Adidas soccer merchandise that is sold in America from now on, he gets a cut of. He will also gets an option to either own a share of Inter Miami when he retires, because you can't be a player owner. And or he can go into business with David Beckham, and they say, here, word was 33% of the team. The team's worth $600 million, so there's $200 million in stake. All right, so here's, you know, you'll own the team, but the thing is, now that you're on the team's worth more. So, and or the right to purchase his own team and put in whatever city he sees fit after.
So it's good to be Lionel Messi.
That's
what you're trying to tell me.
Yes. Yeah, goodbye. Yeah.
No. And, oh, yeah, by the way, George, the World Cup's in America in 2026. You think they're going to sell some Adidas kits in between now and 2026?
A few. But, well, you know, a couple.
You'd already
here
have
there.
To be in America as the face of soccer anyways. It's a genius move. And you know why he's doing it? He even said point blank. He did an interview last night, and he's point blank. He said, I'm doing this to take pressure off my family. He's basically saying it's going to be easy playing for Inter-Miami compared to what I've been through. He goes, my family's done with the pressure. My wife likes Florida. My family likes the Miami. And he basically said, Barcelona don't have enough money to sign enough players to be competitive. So I said, let's go to Miami. Here he is. Tickets went from $29 to $500 for the same game, George. Think about this. Tickets in L.A. are $3,500 now for a regular season MLS game. Regular season, Cam.
Wow, $3,500. That's like, now we're reaching, oh my God, that's astronomical. Like,
I'm probably not
taking your family to the game, Greg. Gabe, what are you going to do? Bring 20 dimes for a soccer game? Just saying.
Like I said, we're to the point now where, like, just you can't even get the money out of an ATM with a scalper, Ken. How much you offer the ticket, right, buddy? $5,000. Like, wow.
$5,000, yeah.
How am I supposed to get the paper like here?
That's a good point. Most people's ATMs are like a couple hundred bucks, $1,000.
Used to be the old days. Like, how much? $200 for the ticket? All right, let me go to the machine and get $500 out. Here's $200.
It's like, true. You
know what I mean? Now it's like, what? Well, here's $3,000, buddy. Now it's all Venmo and like, can you transfer me PayPal inside the arena? I've actually done that. I've stood with a scalper, and the worst thing is I transferred the money through to him first. And then he had a problem transferring the tickets through to me.
Oh, yeah, it's that's like, the thing. It's like one of those things in a gunfight.
Yeah. Imagine, George, it's not like the old days. Gave me the ticket. Then I'm standing with this old dude that I know is, like, technologically clueless with a cell phone. And he's calling other of his buddies. Hey, can you figure out how to transfer these tickets to the Morenci guy?
I'm like,
this is good. I just gave you $1,500, buddy.
See, Gabe? Progress. I like the old paper way. You give me paper,
money.
I give you
money.
Paper.
Money. Yeah.
Cardboard for paper. That's the way we used to do the ticket game. Unbelievable. That's
oh, my great. God. The South Korean goaltender just made an epic save. Either that or he was inside the net. The Italians think the ball was in the net. That was insanity.
Either Giovanni. That or he's in the net. That's great.
Either that camera is on the other side of the line. I'm telling you, you can see it. It's all right. No. Oh, my God. I don't even know. If I'm Italian, I want to see that again. I'll tell you that. You know what I mean? Cam, it looked like the goalie was like on the other, kind of standing under the crossbar in the net, and he punched the ball out. Oh, yeah. They're the VAR. These Italian the kids. The Italian kids are really getting in the ref's face.
Sweating out matchup bets here. Yeah, I'm watching.
Hanging out at the pool is great. Relaxing and playing Vegas-style games on my phone at the same time. Drink in one hand and a blackjack in the other. It's all at SpinQuest. Over 1,000 games, including your favorite slots and table games. Be cool with this summer special. New players get $30 coin packs for 10 at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
One thing I love about the stories you hear each week on the show is that every brand starts with a story. Behind every product is the founder who took a chance on an idea, overcame challenges, and worked hard to bring it to life. Walmart is making it easier for customers to discover products from small brands and support the people behind them. With thousands of small brands available through Walmart, customers can discover innovative products while learning about the entrepreneurs and stories that brought them to life. By helping connect these brands with communities across the country, Walmart is creating more opportunities for founders to grow and share what makes their products unique. Visit walmart.com to learn more.
Golf channel. Golf. I got a couple guys on the 17th. Yeah, I got a lot of things happening right now.
I like those hockey boards, Cam, on the golf course. Nice touch.
Oh, yeah, yeah. They have a hockey board.
It looks cool, George.
They had a guy riding the Zamboni on the grass.
The whole, there's hockey boards.
They do it all the time.
Beers, sitting on the boards. It's really cool.
They used to do it at Glen Abbey,
it's a nice tournament.
Looks better here. Yeah, it's nice.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Man, this soccer game is crazier than Andy Dick on New Year's Eve. Now South Korea. I gotta tell you, Cam.
I just love the reference. Andy Dick on New Year's Eve. That's a lot of party right there.
This game's crazy, man.
It's pretty Andy Dick.
I'm telling you. The Italian fans that are tuning into the program that are watching the game, they feel as if though it was a goal. The buddy was like I said, they VAR'd it. I don't know. They seem to VAR stuff and get it wrong a lot in soccer, in my opinion.
They do.
Sort of like the NFL, though. The NFL does, too.
Yeah, I agree.
They'll review something. It's like you're still wrong, even after you reviewed it.
Yeah,
but, exactly. Now South Korea basically just nearly scored. The goalie on Italy made an amazing save, man. Diving save. And it's funny because I was just thinking, if there's end-to-end action right now. It's 1-1. The total was 2.5. And we're in the 63rd minute. I was just thinking, this game's going to penalty kicks. I thought, or it was going to go to extra time. I thought it would before, but it's one of these deals where normally you'll do that because, nothing's happening in this game. Like, no one's even trying to score, so it's going to go to extra time. This is just one of these deals. They're both just coming so close to scoring. I think we're just in for some weird, crazy finish, man, either in penalty kicks or extra time. I already have South Korea plus 1.5, so I'm looking good here. Thinking about jumping in here, and let's see where it pays to go to extra time. But we'll get to the hockey. Let's get it onto the diamond here. A little baseball. We got George Kurtz in the house with us. George, doubleheader for your Yankees today. Are you an automatic? It's 6-5 right now. We're in the bottom of the eighth inning. What's your take on the next game? Do you need to see what happens here, or do you like what, you know what I mean? What's your feeling about doubleheaders, Kurtz?
You know, it used to be at one time. This is probably before COVID, where it was automatic. If the team won the first game, bet the other team the second game.
You take the other team.
Something like 82% of doubleheaders were split. I mean, but it's not the same now. There are more sweeps nowadays, so it's not automatic for me anymore. Now I look at the lineup. I want to see who's going to be where. Especially with the Yankees and Boone, you never know what he's going to do. They rest so many people. I don't think Stanton's playing game two. We know Judge is out. So I don't know if the Yankees are going to have much of an offense here. Right?
They wouldn't get swept by the White Sox, would they?
Yes, they would. Yeah, they would.
Oh, Cam says, yes, they would.
Yes, they would.
The White Sox can hold on and win this game. They will have won 5 straight. And the pitching matchup in game two is Clevenger versus Vasquez.
Yeah.
Vasquez made his first major league start versus the Padres a couple of Friday nights ago. He was solid, mind you, only went 5 innings. The Yankees have already blown Michael King for 2 innings here. He's their best reliever. He's not going in game two now. That's done. So it's going to be very hard for me not to like the White Sox unless they're sitting everybody. They pretty much went with a normal lineup game one, right? Jimenez played, Robert played, Tim Anderson played, all those guys played. I'll check to make sure the lineup is solid for the White Sox, but right now it's hard not to like the White Sox for game two.
They can't afford to sit
anybody.
Sox are
up 6-5 right now. You would have bust out the brooms, huh?
I've already bet the White Sox today in the second game, Renzi. I know Clevenger, he's just the starter, but he's also been pitching a lot better. George is right about Vasquez. He's okay, but I just think this is the thing. I don't think Chicago is going to be sitting anybody, George. They have to win all the games they can. If they could take 2 from the Yankees today, I think that's very, very important. And you said it. The Yankees have tons of injuries right now. We're getting Chicago as a dog, Gabe. Give me the White Sox. I'll put it on the card. I like them in game 1 and 2.
Did you play, Cam, the Tigers in the Phillies game? We're just getting started here. Still scoreless.
I got problems, Marenti, but that would be a rehab play. I thought about it. I was going to take Holton and the Tigers plus 260 and the run line. I said, just lay off. Just, you don't need any more trouble. So I passed on that game.
Wheeler's been hit a little bit, George. I wouldn't trust him at this price. Right now, the Phillies are minus 360, scoreless in the second inning. Minus 360. That's insane.
What do you think?
I mean, I like the Phillies, but I wasn't laying that price here. I thought about taking the... It is Zach Wheeler. But what you said before just was in the back of my head, too. He hasn't been Zach Wheeler. You know, he's been inconsistent. Good start here, bad start there. Good start, bad start. That being said, man, Detroit has just nothing to give you here. I didn't do it, but I kind of wish I would have taken Philadelphia.
360?
I want to take
Detroit. Run line.
I want to take Detroit.
So do I, Gabe. Convince me. Give me some. Get it to 2-3. Come on.
I don't think the only thing I can say to convince you is damn plus 260.
That's all I need. It's like the Phillies, you got the room.
Even when the Phillies win, they win by one run. Like, no one's hitting on that team. Wheeler's given up like four or more runs in three of his last four or five starts.
What's the price? That price should be 240. Like, not three. Like, 360 is an absolute.
Tigers plus 1.5, Cam, is plus money. It's our last chance to get this at plus money.
You know what?
I'm going to do that. Plus 1.5 at plus money.
Convince.
This is how we roll, Captain Kurtz Chalk. This ain't the chalk class here. So this is the dog kennel.
I didn't take it, but I think Philadelphia minus 1.5. I mean,
not me. No way. Tigers. I almost want to take them on the money line, Gabe, just to do it. That's. Look at that line. What a joke. Tigers.
Sorry, I just got to get this. It's got to get this soccer bet to go to overtime. Match result.
A lot of things on the go, right? I got golf bets. You got international soccer.
Yeah. So what do I got? I got to do draw then. I got to do in-game draw. That's it. Oh. It's minus 110 right now.
See, they all. Well, you know what? I'm going to tell
you something. That's not a good bet.
No.
It's not a good bet.
But is it going to go to a draw? Probably.
Cam,
how much time left?
They're in a 68 minute.
Okay.
And these Argentinians seem to like to add like 11 minutes of extra time all the time.
Yes, you're right. It's a very dangerous game.
It's like a half hour of craziness. Something's going to happen. Someone's going to bury one.
I agree with
Probably
you.
Probably Italy. Italy are like. Nah, it's not enough. If I need a plus. I want a plus next to it. Like this Tiger. Back to the Tigers. Let me get that Tigers in. +1.5. Tigers. Detroit Tigers. Thomas Magnum. Let's go. Magnum.
I don't know what, Gabe? I'm actually going to do one further. I'm going to take them on the money line as well. Just very small.
The Davis Maddox special. Let's just boost this up a little bit.
It's not enough for me, Gabe. Just not enough
you
for
and
me.
You would coach.
We did good when we boosted.
I'm going small on this. Just little Tigers. Yep, there's a gut feel here. I'm betting a number here. +1.5. Holy. That's what I'm saying. Like right now, South Korea, like nearly. Oh my God. Yeah. You can't bet this game and go to a draw.
Let it go.
No, but I want to bet it. I really want to bet it. I want to add more to my
on
bet.
The menu.
I want to add more. I'm just thinking now that it comes down to who's going to win this game in penalty kicks when this actually happens.
Italy's always had an issue of with penalty kicks in some international games. I'd probably take South Korea.
Man, this ref's letting everything go. This is a really, really good soccer game going on here right now. Winner goes to the under-20 World Cup final. South Korea and Italy tied at 1 in the 70th minute right now. All right, Cam, I'll throw it to you first on this one. Yeah. They're your Toronto Blue Jays.
They are.
Tell us why you like the Blue Jays tonight.
Well, you've obviously you were in, like I was in the other room and you're just
like a judge. I see you come in with a client almost. I just know. I'm like, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Right. You already know, like, should I plead guilty? Yeah. No, I'm on the Jays. And what? Hey, SGP, that's your new nickname. I'm SGP Jr. tonight. You know, the best is, it reminds me of George St. Pierre because it's GSP, SGP. Yeah. It's just one little thing. You just switch it, right? So
and we're both from Quebec and Montreal.
George. Yeah, exactly. See, George, that's Gabe's new nickname. Same game parlay, SGP. He has about 30 of them. Tonight, Jose Berrios. Have you taken a look at the track record? It's been absolutely stellar the last six games. He's only given up three, a couple zeros in there, a one. Like, he's been phenomenal. Flamber Valdez, let's call it out for what it is. He's very, very solid too. But Gabe, you said it earlier. The Jays are on a little bit of a heater right now. They're getting good bullpen play. They won a tight one yesterday. Brandon Belt was playing better. Let's take a look at the same game parlay. I'm not Davis Maddock, but I'm juicing it up a bit. All Berrios needs is 4 Ks tonight. He's had like 5, 8, whatever. I'm not screwing around because he might have 4. Whit Merrifield has a great record against Flamber Valdez. He's actually, I know it's a small sample size, but he has 5 hits and 4 RBIs and 10 at-bats. And I'm going to take the Jays to win the game at to plus 216, Morenci. That's what we got right now. 100 gets you 316. Jays, Berrios 4Ks, Merrifield hit.
Mr. George Kurtz, you're on the jury. You're the unbiased and impartial juror on this. Like, you know, we like to have multiple, like, so it's like a decision. Are you listening to Cam's case tonight, or what do you think on the jury? Astros, Blue Jays tonight.
I like his props. All right, Berrios 4 strikeouts, no issue with it. Merrifield to get a hit, the numbers, I mean, it is the smallest of small sample sizes, yeah, but still, Merrifield's played well here on artificial turf. He can beat out anything that's not hit right at somebody. But banking on the Jays to win, Valdez, Berrios, I mean, Valdez is one of the best pitchers in the American League, right? He's only given up more than 3 earned runs in a start once this season. I mean, he's about 1 earned run his last 3 starts combined. That's it. The man's
hot. Take a look
hot.
At Berrios, George. Take a look at Berrios' game log.
That's why I'm not touching the game. I wouldn't take Toronto. I wouldn't take Houston. Why? I think I'd rather find another game to go with this
sounds
kind
like
of here. If not with Toronto, I think it'd be a great under. The problem is any fly ball might go out in that ballpark here, and the under's only 8. You know, that's not asking a whole lot here. I said, I love your props. Just taking Toronto. I think it's a 50-50 game. I'd find another game to go with this kind of parlay.
That's fair.
Show my same game parlay for this game on the other side. We'll let the drama build a little bit here.
Yeah.
And see what I'm dropping on this game here tonight. Framber Valdez versus our boy Berrios in Toronto. Blue Jays have won the last 2 games in this series. Astros are currently...
Normally in these ads, you expect somebody to ask you to buy something, but this is something different. I'm Julian Barnes, and I'm a reporter for the New York Times. I'm a national security reporter, and that means I'm reporting on military operations. These are fast-paced, quickly moving situations. What exactly is happening on the ground is often shrouded in mystery, but we turn to trusted sources, satellite imagery, and expertise built up over years in order to ferret out the facts that wouldn't otherwise come to light. I'm here to ask you to seek out a news source that does firsthand fact-based reporting. If it's your local paper, great. If it's The Times, thank you. Because where you go for your information matters.
Despiértate, que el $4 breakfast meal deal ha llegado a McDonald's. Incluye un sausage McMuffin o sausage biscuit, hash brown y un café caliente. Llévate más por tu dinero con tu meal deal. Solo por tiempo limitado. Precios y participación pueden variar. Precios con entrega pueden ser más altos.
This is an ad by BetterHelp. Think about your mentors and idols, the people who inspire you most. While it may look like they have all the answers, they don't. But they do know when to ask questions and seek the support they need. In a world that glorifies hyper-independence, it's easy to forget that we're all better with a support system. Therapy is a great way to find a consistent source of support in your life, so you can break free from the outdated belief that seeking help is a sign of weakness. BetterHelp has experienced therapists ready to help you with challenges, ranging from anxiety and depression to relationships and stress. It's convenient, too. You can join a session with the click of a button, helping you fit therapy into your busy life. And you deserve that. You can even send your therapist a message anytime something comes up. Build your support system with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.com.
-112 at FanDuel right now. The total is low right now. 8, an even 8. Yep. We'll hit this NHL or more.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Game time decisions continues. I am Gabriel Morenci. We're kicking it with the Raging Redhead. Cam Stewart, George Kurtz in the house, and George is living a living hell. George is addicted to Pepsi. Pepsi should, he should be in Pepsi commercials. And how about this? George Kurtz hosts a dinner party. Bunch of guests come over. They all bring Coca-Cola, not one bottle of Pepsi, Cam. Eight bottles of Coke.
Are you serious, George?
Not where's one, the wine, dude? I'm going to say, when George Costanza show up, like Elaine said, you can't bring, because George, you don't watch Seinfeld, but there's actually a whole episode about a dinner party, and George Costanza, who you're pretty much like, I think, George Costanza, they said, we got to bring wine and a cake to a dinner party, and George had a good point. He goes, they invited us to dinner. Now we got to bring them things, right? And then Kurt's, and then George Costanza says, I don't drink wine. I'm going to bring a bottle of Pepsi. And Elaine said, you can't bring Pepsi to a party. And he said, if I bring Pepsi to a party, someone's going to go, that's the best thing ever. Thank you for bringing Pepsi to a party. You would be that guy, George, then. Thank you for bringing the Pepsi to the party.
I bring Pepsi to a party anyway, or at least have it in the car so I have something to drink. In case there's no soda there.
Or at least have it in the car.
I owe it. There's always a case.
What are you, like an alcoholic? You got Pepsi's in the car?
Like, most people have like a bottle of scotch in their drawer. This guy's the best.
This guy can't like roll his Pepsi car. I got to have Pepsi on.
Back in the car. Guaranteed.
You got a stash of Pepsi in the car waiting too, huh? Like you got Pepsi everywhere you go.
I
just
can't. When I go to some places, I'm not sure. Oh, yeah. Listen, I'm that guy. Listen, I'm a pain in the neck when it comes to eating. When I've gone to my wife's relative, my wife is Filipino, for those who don't know, they all cook up the wazoo, but I'm a pain in the butt. Literally, I'm a pain in the butt. I only meat,
George,
potatoes,
you, no flavor. Exactly. You got a boring palate.
George, I used to know a guy that collected Coca-Cola, everything, and his garage, but not like memorabilia. Like he would buy, you know what I mean? Like the... whatever, the whatever anniversary can or this can and that case. You know what I mean, Cam? Whatever case, whatever it was, whatever it was, didn't matter. Like, hey, Coca-Cola celebrates the Girl Scouts. He's buying the case. But his garage, George, was nothing but Coca-Colas. Like, just like, it was like a warehouse. It's like Cam's kitchen of empty beer bottles.
Yeah, exactly.
No, no, actually, they were all in a case still. They were all in a case still.
Oh, okay, good. Okay, good. He didn't open them
up. Like, he collected them.
Yeah. Pristine, like people collect comic books. He's got pristine cases of Coke.
They're worth more, Cam. Imagine. You got the Wayne Gretzky edition Pepsi or whatever.
That's amazing.
It's never open.
You're right. That's cool.
Someone brings Pepsi or Coke to my party. Cans. I'm saying thank you, but then I'm saying,
hold on.
Where's the rum?
I'm going to disgust you.
Where's the rum? Like, did you?
My wife brings the wine.
Anything to accompany this with? All right, we're still 1-1 in the 80th minute right now. Now, maybe I should have bet the game to go to extra time. So what's Cam going to get here? I'm almost concerned. What the hell is this? what you got there, Cam? Look at that.
Cans.
It's just full.
Beer can.
Dude.
See, 2-4.
It's like the garbage can at a Buffalo Bills game or something. Like, that's not like for one person.
I got about 500 in there, I think. Hold on a sec here. I just got to figure this out.
I do have a couple of bags in the garage I have to return, and I'll get to that eventually. It's all Pepsi, by the way. It's all just blue Pepsi.
See that bin?
How much are those cans worth? 5-10 cents each? 10 cents?
10 cents, yeah. Look at the size of the bin. It's the super
bin. You got about 50
bin.
Bucks there.
Last time I went to the beer store, I had like 90-something dollars. The guy said that's one of the best hauls I've ever seen. He goes, people average about 80 bucks.
My God, how many trips did you make?
One. I took a picture of it. I couldn't put it on Twitter, but you know what, I didn't want Cardano and the bosses to see it. They'd go, this guy's kind of,
I like to see.
They might have to have a talk.
I've been in Cam's kitchen before. I told him, I was like, damn, it's a lot of bottles, bro. Like, it was like to the ceiling, George.
The best is what you set up. Dave's staying at my house. This is the best line he says to my girlfriend. Man, you guys drink a lot. You ever said that to Lisa? She's worse than me. I actually like do shows after shows. I like to crack a couple of beers, but George, be careful though with the Pepsi and diabetes. I'm telling you, it got me. Like I was doing this and drinking Pepsi. It's just, I'm telling you, a lot of sugar in that stuff. Dangerous. It'll ruin you. Morency, it's going to be a great trip. I'm actually going to go this weekend and see if I can
500
make a smooth
cans
100.
So.
Yeah, filled to the max.
I actually freak people out in 7-Eleven now, and I got to do something about it too.
Yeah,
I'm up to 186,000 points.
That's awesome, bro. That's you could go by do your grocery shopping.
Like every
great.
Every dude in every city wherever I go always says the same thing. This is the most points I've ever seen someone with. They're like, and I'm like, yeah, I guess I'm racking them up here. I'm like, I really don't care. You know what I mean? But when you do it, whatever, you get their specials and stuff, right? The two for ones and all that. So I just thought I enter. But yeah, Cam, I'm up to 186,711 points.
I think in dollar terms, what is that? It's like probably maybe 100, like is that
$180, I think.
Yeah, that's $180. Yeah, so I guess it works out a dollar. That's, dude, walking into a convenience store for $180, you can have some fun, Morenci. Take care of some business there. I like that. Good work.
Yeah, they got a bunch of those pizzas that you just stick in the oven after. I might just
actually,
like $15 each.
Good.
Yeah, I might just grab like five of those.
There you go. Yeah, why not?
You can't get anything but a list of things. There's a list of things you can get. You can get Coca-Cola though, and and pizza and whatever. You know, you can get a lot of stuff. Can't get booze though. I don't think you can rack up.
No. The soft drinks. Yeah, that's what the
soft drinks only.
Yeah.
At the Dodger game I was at, they had that. They have a thing for that. All you can eat, but it's not alcohol. Mm-hmm. So they give you a bracelet, and it's basically you just help yourself, Cam. Like, I saw people just going in and out. I'm like, what's going on over there anyways? People are just coming in and out of this, like, little area behind the fence. And they all had the bracelet. And it's like chips, peanut butter, you know what I mean?
No, that's okay. For people who don't drink.
And Cokes. That's fantastic. For kids. Yeah, kids were going down and getting ice creams all day. I saw one kid. He crushed, like, 12 of them. Like, kid kept going back every inning. I was, like, I was like, good job, kid. Rack it up. Good job.
Yeah, he's got the bracelet. Well, remember those other kids you told me? Like, hey, what's in this yogurt? Is there any? Come on. I've never got, as a kid, ordered, like, anything. Like,
it was you and me, Cam, if we were there with the kid, we would have told him, hey, kid, like, stick a couple of chips in your pants, too, eh? Like, on the way out every time. Like, every time you go down, scoop a couple of more. You know what I mean? Teach the kid how to hustle right away. The kid, like, when you go down and just put a couple extra packs under your leg.
Exactly.
All right, let's get to my same game parlay. And I don't want to be that guy, but I'm going to be that guy.
Yeah.
Same game parlay. Houston Astros.
I had a feeling.
Toronto Blue Jays.
I get it. The Astros are due.
Give me the Houston Astros to win the game. And under 10.5 at +155. $100 pays back, $255. So I adjust the total from 8 up to 10.5. And I'm with you, Cam. I think Barrios has been good. I think he's been solid. He might give up a couple, you know, solo home run here, home run there, whatnot. But Valdez is my guy. George knows, as he just stated, 10 starts. He's only given up more than 3 runs once. And as I stated,
awesome.
Italy just scored in the 85th minute. He's only given up. Remember, guys, last year, Valdez, 26 consecutive quality starts, George.
Yeah.
Of 3 runs or less. Like, in the Astros on a 2-game losing streak, they got Altuve back. They're not losing 3 or 4. And if there's anybody that can stop the bleeding for this team, it is Valdez. I still think the Jays can win some games, Cam, and rack it up, but I like the stroke.
Know what I've done in situations like that? Because even if you went Toronto under 10.5, Houston 10.5.
You get plus money on
both.
If
the under hits, you do. I do parlays like that sometimes when I can't decide. I'm like, and you do the math and go, well, I'm going to be up 150 regardless. If this side hits, I'm going to win.
Not
this.
A bad price,
so,
though, here. Suddenly it, no,
that's
you know,
a great
to
price.
Get to plus 155. What do you think of
great
my play,
price.
Kurtz?
Well, it's the same thing, right? I have no problem with total. I do think it's, like you said, Valdez and Barrios. I think it's going to be a low scoring game. I'm just not betting the game itself. Houston and Toronto.
All right, we're not getting anything out of Kurtz on this game. We'll move on.
No, I like it, though. I like George's honesty. He's not budging. Like,
so you're on the jury. This is,
I think I would have found another game where I like one side better. There's got to be another game tonight where we like a team better than the other.
What about Boston and Cleveland?
First and second. No,
I don't like this.
I like Cleveland tonight. With Civelli.
I'm not betting this game.
But they're another team that's hard to like, Cleveland. They don't score runs at all.
I know.
They can be shut down. I mean, a blah pitcher can shut down the Guardians real quick. They're a tough team to even – doesn't matter who's pitching. Bieber's pitching, whether it's McKenzie. Doesn't matter
who's George.
Pitching.
I had them the other night, and they had a 2-0 lead the whole time. They took out Bieber. They end up losing 3-2. I get it. Like, it's one of those things, but I just think the Guardians tonight is the night. I think they can get to Boston's pitcher, and I'm on Cleveland. I'm not going to say this is a massive play with like total confidence, but I'm betting the Cleveland Guardians tonight. I think this is.
What about Strider and the Braves against that Met team that's now lost five in a row? Apu is very disappointed in his favorite baseball squadron. Terrible.
The nine Metropolitans. That's the
best. The nine Metropolitans. My favorite.
This is
baseball
the type
squadron.
Of game, Gabe. This is the type of game where you're like, oh, the Met. Watch them win this game. You're getting
Strider's
overpriced. Like this?
Strider's overpriced. They don't win all the time, guys. When he pitches,
you know it, Gabe.
What's that,
Mets,
George?
Plus one. Plus
probably no Alonso tonight. Right, he got plunked last night on the wrist. He went for imaging today.
Yeah, no Alonso. Yeah,
he's not in the lineup tonight. So I don't know what we're expecting from the Mets on offense here. I think I'm kind of interested in the total of this game too, going under.
What's Strider strikeout prop?
I'm with Gabe though. Like, no offense. Like, Verlander's pitching for the Mets. I get it. They have a guy out, and you're laying $2 with Atlanta. Atlanta's a great team, but that price is way out of whack. Mets can hang in this game. This is such a Mets thing to do. I told Metal Matt. They'll lose games that they should win as favorites, and then tonight against Strider, they actually show up.
Unbelievable.
I'm taking the Mets plus 1.5. What's going on, Yankees just lost, George?
They had runners on first
Isn't
and
that
second.
Baseball? You guys beat my Dodgers when I go. Now you can't beat the White Sox. Like, God, I hate
That's
sports.
It. That's baseball.
Well, they had Judge Verjou and didn't. I mean, they had runners on first and second, nobody out. First and second, nobody out. You need one run to tie. All right. And now
can I interest you in Clevenger in game two, play. George?
Okay. So now we know they lost the first
leg.
Yeah.
Now what are we doing? What are we doing here?
Listen, I'm going to check the White Sox lineup. I just want to make sure they're not benching everybody, but I don't know. I don't remember which one of you two said it. I think they have to play everybody because they have to win.
Yes.
All right. So because they're so far out of it.
No, they're trying.
They're playing for that division.
There's nobody in the American League Central with a winning record. Nobody.
That's it.
Twins are 31-32 in first place. All right, that division needs to
And the White Sox have been a better team over the last, 17 days or whatnot, last couple of weeks?
Five straight wins for the White Sox. I think they'll make it six tonight. Vasquez versus Clevenger. Wow. Clevenger's not what he was, but still, it's Vasquez.
He's fine.
And like I said, and Michael King, the Yankees' best reliever, went two innings. He's not going the second game here. It's just hard to see where the Yankees are going to win this game. Stanton's likely not going to play. It's going to be a grapefruit lineup again.
Hard to call Kurtz a homer. He's telling us to take the Chicago White Sox.
It was an honest assessment. Yeah.
Cubs, Angels, you betting that game, Kurtz?
Detmers for no. Not the game itself. I mean, come on, man. It's a block game. If I had
Angels
to.
Angels are hot. Angels
give
me are
the
hot.
Angels. The Angels get it done. I think the Angels win.
Smiley's
Everybody's on
well.
Chicago as a dog tonight. Marenzi, fade him. I watched that Angels-Cubs game last night. There's something special cooking with the Angels last night. Before we did the radio program, they're starting to feel it right now. I'm not getting in front of the Angels.
Angels are 17-13 at home.
Yeah.
On a three-game win streak right now. I like them.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips.
Hanging out at the pool is great. Relaxing and playing Vegas-style games on my phone at the same time. Drink in one hand and a blackjack in the other. It's all at SpinQuest. Over 1,000 games, including your favorite slots and table games. Be cool with this summer special. New players get $30 coin packs for 10 at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Game time decisions continues. Very quick first hour of the program. We got George Kurtz with us. And George, we didn't even get to the Stanley Cup Finals tonight. What are you doing? Game three, Sunrise, Florida. Who you got tonight?
I'm going to go the opposite of what I've been doing the first couple of games here. I was heavy on Vegas, a little lighter on the total. I'm going to go on Florida. They make it a game tonight, get back in the series. But I'm going to go heavier on the total. Give me the over this time. I was on the under the first two games. That wasn't happening. I'll go the over 5.5 and a smaller play on the Florida Panthers to make it 2-1.
I'm going contrarian. Wow. In that I think it's a lower scoring game tonight, but I agree with your Florida Panthers assessment. me and Cam will get into it in detail on the other side, obviously. 7 o'clock baseball, George, best bets, and who you got in the BC Lion Calgary Stampeder game tonight?
Mm-hmm. Oh, give me the BC Lions. How about that?
Damn right.
Pick, George.
Yep.
And as for the baseball, my favorite bet is going to be the White Sox tonight, unless they don't play their stars, and I think they will. I don't see how the Yankees are going to do very well. They're not going to have anywhere near as good a lineup here. The pitching staff's not going to be as good. One good reliever is down here. The White Sox sweep, win six straight.
You know what? We've got some AHL hockey a little bit later on from Coachella Valley.
See, that's what I don't on. See, again.
The West Coast.
I know. At least it's a later start. But come on, guys. You're doing the WNBA.
Especially
NBA
the AHL.
Stuff.
It's your league.
Why don't you do it tomorrow?
Like the AHL
when the
is your
playing.
Farm team. I know.
Friday night party. You could sleep in on Saturday, Morenci. Anyway, I'll
they
give you.
They can't move everything. Around.
Yeah, I
know. Yeah, anyway. You go first. Bring it on.
I'll take the Blue Jays. Bit of a homer pick, but they've been making us money lately. Give me the Guardians with Savali tonight. And I'm with Kurtz on this one. Clevenger and the White Sox as a small pooch against the Yankees, Gabe. And the Mets, plus one and a half.
Maybe I just love the line. They've been making us money lately. They've been terrible. They've won two in a row, but I like that.
Hey, two in a row is better than none in a row. What about that parlay we hit?
Said they've won. They've been struggling. They won two
same
games.
Same game, 6-1 parlay. Come on.
Yeah, that was good. Same game parlay. Astros to win under 10.5 plus 155.
Hey, everybody. Lady Luck here, and we're celebrating America's 250th birthday. Now, all summer long, I'm going to be celebrating by playing on FinQuest.com, which is an American-owned social casino. It obviously features over 1,000 slot games and live blackjack, live craps, live bubble craps. Head on over to FinQuest.com. Get yourself a $30 coin pack for just $10.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.